In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We chanted last night and also this morning the beloved hymn of Cassiani, the saint who, I think her icon is upstairs, who composed a beautiful hymn about the repentance of the woman who was a sinner. And I think that one of the beautiful parts is towards the beginning, where it says that she perceived or sensed his divinity. And the sensing is something that we usually think of when we talk about aisthanome, in the Greek word is I feel it. So it's something that I perceive with my feelings. And this woman who was a sinner had sinned with her feelings. We are anointed in our before our baptism, and then after with the Holy Chrism, with the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit, over our sensory members, the nose and the ears and near the eyes, because we can sin with our senses. We do what pleases our senses. And so both she and Judas had this sickness, because Judas wouldn't have loved money if he didn't want to please his senses in some way. But as we see the comparison of Judas and the sinful woman, both of them pour out different things. And Judas, we hear that he stretches out his hands to receive money, and she stretches out her hair to receive mercy. Beautiful. But they both had betrayed Christ. Both of them had betrayed Christ. But one of the senses that had not been dulled entirely by this woman who was a sinner was the sense that could sense divinity. So she buys costly perfume, which again used to appeal to customers and their senses and the misuse of those senses, and instead she pours all of it on Christ, showing us that she has a complete change of mind, that her body and her resources are now dedicated to Christ. Coincidentally, we read also the gospel. Of course, it's on purpose, but we read this gospel about Mary who pours in Latin. We heard on Sunday, and we heard also today, the woman who pours the oil over Jesus, and the disciples say, why this waste? Why not sell this and give the money to the poor? And this always gives me a reminder that we can use biblical quotes in satanic ways, because they're quoting the very words that Jesus said. Why wasn't this sold and given to the poor? Like, that's what he would have said, right? But this is not, as it said, as we heard on Sunday, Judas didn't say that because he cared about the poor, but because he cared about the money that he was taking. So we can use the Lord's words in ways that are not true. And of course, Christ would have, St. John Chrysostom did say that God doesn't need golden chalices, he needs golden souls. So we can take it too far and forget about the poor. We don't want to do that, because that would be the other extreme. But here, Christ is telling us that she has done a beautiful thing for me. She did a beautiful thing by pouring out the ointment in the house of Lazarus. This sinful woman also did a beautiful thing, showing her complete change of mind, showing the rededication of her resources now not for her profit, but for the spirit, not for her money profit, but for her spiritual profit. Not for sensory satisfaction, but for the spiritual senses, which if we have those purified, then the nose and the ears and the eyes and all of the feelings that our bodies have will also be tuned to receive the direction from Christ, who will make also our body holy. And so this is a beautiful day to remember this, and it isn't any wonder why we will be having anointing today also, because that's not really a specific part of the Holy Week program of the order of the services, but because of our desire to be in contact with God, in contact with the Holy, to receive His mercy, to receive the healing of soul and body, again over the near our sensory members, on our hands and our faces, to use our bodies in holy ways. Of course, we will receive anointing, and we haven't in a long time. It will be a joy to be able to do that. But it's a great reminder that when we perceive divinity, we sometimes have tears. And we don't have to make ourselves have tears, but I think that we do have that sense of being overwhelmed when Christ is before us. The woman who perceives his divinity, or sensed it, or felt it, fell at his feet and emptied her perfume and also washed the Lord's feet with tears. And then, in the similar way, before Christ had called Peter, he falls down and he says, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." And again, when we feel that distance, and when we feel that unworthiness, we are perceiving divinity. And we thank God for giving us that. Let's not run from it, but run to the feet of the Lord, who in humility has come even to wash even our own feet, so that all of us can be made pure. May we glorify Christ our God together with the Eternal Father and the All-Holy and Good and Life-Giving Spirit, now and forever and unto the ages of ages.